This will be our final session. So what's next? After all this, what do we do? Well, let's review just a moment here. We've talked about the importance of mission and our vision and our core values. We've talked about the big, hairy, audacious goal to be so good that Caleb wishes they were us. And a different way to say that is to be the standard that all Christian media will be measured by. So if you don't like this one, well, then you can use this one. You can use both. Okay, and we'll talk about that here in just a few moments as well. All right, first steps. What do we do? Well, I want you to schedule a time for me to come share the vision presentation with your team. I've already got a thing scheduled with Frankie, and I've already got one scheduled with Daniel down at XRI. Okay, second step is vision week. Is once you have that presentation, once you talk to your team about it, Daniel is going to work today, this weekend, next week, to take these sessions and put them online for us. And we will provide you with the handouts and with the different PowerPoints. And then each of your team members in 1 week at their desk, we want them to go through all these different presentations. We just can't bring in everybody here. But we want them to hear the presentations, walk through this, write this stuff down so that they get infused with the same vision and the same passion that we have. And so I'd like for each station to set up a vision week as to we're launching a new vision and this is where we're going. Everybody got it? And that audio and everything and all the outlines, everything will be set up for you. So, what else is the first step? You need to share your passion. Whenever you go back, it's going to feel odd. Yes, it's going to feel odd, but you tell your team about the BHAG, about the big, hairy, audacious goal. You share your excitement about it. You don't have to write all this down. I just put it as a general outline. And you stress the importance of doing it. What is the importance? We either be excellent or we be what?
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant. That's the importance. We cannot sit on our laurels. The goals. We've got to set them, make the plan, get to work, stick to it, and then we're going to reach the goal. So, mission, vision, goals. Well, we gave that to Daniel Britt. He's the mission, vision guru. He's going to help us live the mission, vision. Read it at all your staff meetings. I'll have a gift card to the staff member who knows the mission, vision, and BHAG by heart. He will keep us accountable on our Thursday calls and how we're doing. Programming. Frankie is our corporate programming guru. We have a contract with Chuck Finney for a variety of areas. All morning teams receive coaching. There will be music tests for the Big Four and for Walk FM and for JYW. You will get the results of those so you can get them as well. We're doing RRC ratings for the spring and the fall. We can start measuring. Why is that important? Well, we need a measurement as to where we are so that we can see if the programming plan that we're doing is working, okay, and where we can improve and where we can move forward. We're going to have shared media coaching. They're going to listen to our fundraising breaks and help us be better at that and help us with promos. Frankie is going to roll out a plan for us to do self-assessment by all on-air talent as well. These are some huge goals, and this will help get us to that mountain that is called excellence. Promotions. Adam McCain is the promotions guru. He's going to get stations talking to one another, sharing ideas, sharing promotion plans back and forth as to what we did last year and to what we're going to do this year. We want to set, you know, we have to set goals for billboards and stickers and remotes and listener touches and to report those things back. Engineering. David Hodges is our future leader of PAR engineering and IT and did great this week and what he laid out. We have goals for redundancy and generators and transmitters. We want to upgrade our PCs and there's training on technology, apps and streaming. Man, the new app coming out is great. Stoked about that. Emergency standard operating procedure checklist. Hire an additional engineer. Signal profitability, to do that study and see which signals are not performing. And if we have a translator somewhere in the sticks that ain't doing anything, it's costing us $1,000 a month to rent, and we get 10 bucks a year off of it, might be better to send the license back to the FCC or sell it. Save money. We put that money toward something else. Underwriting. Randy Pierce is the underwriting guru. He's going to have a weekly conference call with underwriters. He's going to offer them encouragement, training, leadership training. He will set goals with them for cold calls and service calls and renewals and billing amounts and deposit amounts and everything else. He's going to be their cheerleader. And at least three of you have come up to me and said, thank God for Randy. Mm-hmm. Said, thank God for that solution. HR accounting. Deborah Bourne, she's our HR accounting manager. She talked about annual evaluations. That's huge. If we can do annual evaluations, and are our people hitting our benchmarks? If they are, a raise. Sure, here's the reasons why we can do this. We're going to do, we will continue employee of the month and to keep that going. If we want to strive for excellence and if our people are valued, then send in their names whenever we ask for them. Payroll procedures, direct deposit. She's already done studies on this and everything else. We just have to do about two more hurdles and then we're there. We are close to that goal. We're very close to that goal. P&Ls. Dan, you did a great job. You made P&Ls fun yesterday. That's hard to do. Okay? And Deborah, she's going to be getting that information to all of us. PO response time. She talked about how you'll have an answer within 3 days on purchase orders. She's going to do HR webinars to help keep us legal, to help us know all this stuff that's going on with the government. There are you heard about a new handbook. You saw about why that stuff is important because it protects us. All employees get that new crisis bank carryover. That's a huge benefit, something we've never had before. Development. Kayla Sanders, she's the development office manager. You have to have 3 stories per month in. You got a mail plan for each station. She's rolling out e-receipting there, which is pretty exciting. What's it cost us? What will it cost us per email to do e-receipting? Is it like a dime? There's savings there. Huge. So you could cut that cost almost in half instantly. There's money for us to help fulfill engineering dreams, staffing dreams, everything else. Working with office managers on being listener, donor, interaction specialist. Quarterly, monthly conference calls with training and reviewing and relationship building with the office managers. Nothing good can come from Kayla and your office managers talking more about how to do Denari better and how to answer the phones better and how to deal with donors better. Nothing but good can come from that. Advocacy. Well, there's Jerry Grimes. He wants 3 stories per month. This major gifts plan will be in place by May 1st. He wants us to begin emphasizing electronic monthly giving. I thought this was a great idea.
Yeah, we complimented him on that last
time. Develop a book of knowledge. How many listeners could we save from transferring to a department or putting on hold if this was at our office manager's desk? It's huge. So I'd like for us to develop that as a measurable list as we move forward. Concerts. Mike Perry is going to be our concert guru. In 2013, we want 1 tour in 3 of our markets. 2014, we'd like 2. 2015, let's do 20. No, I'm kidding. Eddie just had a heart attack. 2015, what could we do? You know, what could we do? What is the future? Again, we're setting measurables as to how we're going to move forward. P&Ls. Dan walked us through that, P&L Support Center for that. We'll have him by the 15th of the month. Dan will reach out to you to see if you have questions and if you're understanding it properly. And if you do have questions, you can chat with him, or you can also chat with Deborah as well. There will also be detail with those P&Ls that you get. Walk FM, Jeremy has a huge task in front of him. He's the general manager up there. He's building a brand new network with signals in Kentucky, West Virginia, and Ohio. Frankie, you built, help build it from scratch. How tough of a job was that?
Very tough.
Barry, you built Spirit from scratch. How tough of a job was that?
You'll get some calluses.
So, Jeremy, you have a huge task in front of you. Your task is no less important than what everybody else has been given to do. He's building a brand new team up there. He's working with Frankie to develop talent. He's working with Randy to develop underwriting as well. Or Spirit FM. Holy cow, what a task Barry has going on with him. He's going through major change there. He's got a brand new ops manager coming in named Mark Tishert, who will be here February 1, who's coming in. Linda is transitioning off of the morning show after being there for how many years?
Almost 19.
How big is this one? I mean, think about this. How big of a task does Barry have in front of him to have to do? Huge. I mean, he has to move some major boulders there. His program director just left. So he's got these huge different boulders he has to move. And he's shifting his focus to focus on community relationships and fundraising. He and Linda are great at meeting people, loving them, developing relationships, and raising money. And he has set a goal for Spirit FM 2.0. And so all these different things play into that. And if we got to hit that, this is right in his wheelhouse as to what he wants to do. And we have every confidence in the world in him that he can do these things. He was just all over TV with this toy drive thing. He can raise the money. He's done it in the past. There's Eddie. He's going to provide overall leadership and direction. Continue to challenge us with difficult questions. Passion for expansion and signal and development. He has a passion for that. And he just sat up here and did an amazing job to help drive us to fulfill our mission and our vision. Other items, he just talked about a social media guru and internet stuff. I heard this live this week, search engine optimization. That has to be part of an overall strategy for an online presence, not just do that. Raise charity navigator rating. That's something that falls on me. I've got to start do that. I apologize. During Share-a-thon, ask listeners to post I just gave to. That's part of an overall strategy. We got to work out how to implement that. Study storytelling. That's a great idea. If we could have a storyteller come in here and do a half-day workshop with us on how to tell stories better, share-a-thons would improve. Your morning shows would improve because they capture people's hearts. Leadership, well, we're going to train future leaders. We're going to invest in our teams. We'll visit our stations. We're going to equip you to fulfill the vision, and we want to be a team. The word says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. I want to abuse this text just a moment, and I want to say this to you. Do not lose heart. Don't lose heart. And how do you not lose heart? I want you to keep your eyes on Jesus. He is your fuel for this. He is your passion for this. He is what will push you. Think about if we can achieve this goal, if we can spend our lives on excellence, on presenting the people the gospel. It'll achieve for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Isn't that pretty amazing? That's how I want to spend my life. So, what's the battle cry? Within 3.5 years, PAR will be so good that K-Love will wish they were us. That's the battle cry. If you want to be all nice and pretty about it, within 3.5 years, PAR will be the standard by which all Christian media is measured. And I believe we can do it. It's an unreasonable goal, an unreasonable, hairy, audacious goal that seems to be unachievable. But I have unreasonable confidence that the team in this room can lead us there and get us there to do this. Well, welcome to hard work. The speeches are done. It's go time. That's where we are. Ladies and gentlemen, I think you've seen over the last 2 days that a brand new PAR has been born and some major steps have gone forward. I'm proud of you. I say let's go for it.